you're on your mark. This is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot. If you want the sizzle, even just a little bit, simple as a tickle, not too much to kick.
Wow. Pete Zimmerman outdoing himself. Wow, a new theme tonight here for the frying pan. Well, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah, well, Gadlin's the brains behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. And before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There we go. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we could poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch to Cuban at a later date. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
I'm so excited to be back.
Good to see you. You've been gone. You were in Europe for a little bit.
I was.
Spiritual journey?
Well, you know what I did is I traveled the world and I came back a new person. And I've got whole new levels of ideas brimming around in my head.
Right.
They're worldly ideas, and I hope they're not above the heads of some of your more local listeners, but I'm going to give them a shot.
All right, there we go. So you know the premise here. Steve's going to give us his idea, and then we're going to accept your criticism, critiques, I don't want to just make it a negative, your positive thoughts, your AOKs. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, what's tonight's frying pan idea?
Okay, so let me tell you, while I was spending time in Europe, or Europe, as we called
the
it.
The locals.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we called it. You know, I noticed one thing about Europe that's different from America, where I'm from, is the food is strange. It's a different kind of food, and it's not, you know, it takes a while for your palate to get used to it. So another thing I noticed was that a lot of people were wearing scarves out in Europe.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was I've created a special pocket that goes in a scarf that actually is it generates heat that you can keep hot dogs in. So you wear the scarf and there are hot dogs in there. And then when you go out to a special European restaurant and are offered strange foods that may not suit your less sophisticated palate, or they just might look strange and feel strange to you, you can discreetly pull the hot dogs out of the warming pocket and have hot dogs. Take bites of the hot dogs just to keep your hunger at bay. A very European solution. And again, I don't have a name for it yet. I was hoping your callers could help me with that too this week.
Okay, so a hot dog scarf.
Well, yes, yes,
that's
basically.
That's what the working title is going to be for me right now. Hot dog scarf.
Okay.
Okay, I've got questions.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. But as I always say, this is not a segment for me to do the questions. This is for the listener, the Download Nation. 312-981-7200. What do we think of the hot dog scarf?
Yeah, and I'll say too, Justin, it's not just a scarf with hot dogs in it, okay? That's not an invention. That's just a craft. This is a scarf with a special warming pocket that discreetly hides hot dogs. So you can, this is the great thing about it. You can walk out of the house and put a hot dog from the freezer in the pocket. By the time you're sitting down at dinner and presented with something you're not really comfortable with, that hot dog will be ready to eat, warm and ready to eat. And there's a lot of technology behind this where it's actually using your body's movement and natural thermal energy to help with that heating. So it's not battery powered. There are no wires. You don't. It's not something you have to recharge. It's pretty impressive technology that goes behind this.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call to give your opinion, yay or nay, on the hot dog scarf. Steve Gadlin's in studio. It's the frying pan. Stay with us.
On your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot, frying pan hot.
Oh, that's great. That's a good new theme song here for the Frying Pan.
I like that one. That's
the download. Steve Gadlin is in studio with me, local inventor. I want to draw a cat for you. He won on Shark Tank. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban, and he brings his new ideas to the download first so we can workshop them tonight. The idea is unnamed, but right now the working title is Hot Dog Scarf.
And, I think we really need a title as sophisticated as the concept here, so I'm not sure that one's going to fly with me. You know, really, it's, I don't know if your listeners have ever been to Europe before, but sometimes you're faced with foods that just make you uncomfortable. They put things out in front of you on the tables that are just really strange, and what you want is a discreet way to sneak a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is a scarf, which is very fashionable in Europe, very fashionable. You put on a scarf, it has a built-in pocket that will warm a hot dog from frozen to ready to eat. So you can really scarf your scarf, if you get what I'm saying there.
Well, this is a special frying pan because you don't have a name for it, so
right.
You're asking for callers and for texters to come up with a name as well.
Yeah.
They are responding. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Tim. Tim, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
What do you guys think of the weenie warmer?
Ah, the weenie warmer. I like that.
That's interesting. But again, I think that's a very American title. And that's, you know, I know you've got a lot of American listeners who may not be as worldly as I am from having been to Europe. So I don't know if the weenie warmer really hits that sophisticated.
Tim, do you like the idea of the invention, the scarf?
You know, it's not something I would go out and buy, but, you know, hey, I've never been to Europe, so I don't know.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Tim. There you go.
I was there just the other week, so.
Tim says, I guess I would put Tim down as a yay because, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
He understands that the foods might be bad. Let's keep going. Let's go to Mason. Mason, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
Yeah, we're out here camping right now. We got some fish in the frying pan.
Great.
You know, but anyway, we said nay. I mean, even if you're going out for some fancy pants European dinner, I mean, who's going to carry around a hot dog? What if it smells like hot dog?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. They do have a smell.
Asking you why you smell like hot dogs. Like,
no, that's a very good question. And actually, the scarf itself is coated in a very pungent perfume to cover up the what I would call a positive stench of baking hot dog. But, you know, I understand some people don't like that. So there is a musk that's emitted from the scarf that covers that up. That's very fashionable. It's a very European scent.
So a cologne of some sort.
Yeah, a musky cologne.
Okay, let's keep going on the phones. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
I think it's a big yay.
Yay, all right.
Thanks, great.
I never thought that he could really improve himself on all the fine ideas that he has. And this
right.
one, above all, tops them all.
There you go.
And I think a good name would be Scarf One Down.
Scarf One Down. There you go, Glenn. That's a good one. I love that.
Glenn, you have
Thank
a
you,
taste.
Glenn.
You know, I thought for the other side, seeing that you can't use hot dog buns, maybe if you use like flatbread on the other side of it, that you can just wrap the hot dog in the...
Oh, like a wrap, like almost a wrap, like a bagel dog or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah. You know, I want to clear something up, though. This isn't a hot dog that you're going to take out and then put in a bun and then mm-hmm. eat in front of people. The way it's designed is you put your chin down to your chest, and it will squirt out a little piece of hot dog. You can just sort of chew it off of your scarf very discreetly so that you give the deal is you give the appearance of this sort of fine, fancy European dining, but you're secretly taking bites from your freshly warmed hot dog.
Hmm. Okay, 312-981-7200. That's the number, 312-981-7200. Got a lot of texts. Let's stay on the line real quick. Let's go to Susan. Susan, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
Nay, maybe. I have a name for it.
Okay, what do you got?
Just Encase, E-N-C-A-S-E.
I like it, Encased Meats. Yeah, that's good.
That's clever.
Would you buy a Just Encase?
I'm not a big hot dog eater. But
well, how do you feel about fancy European food stuff?
Good.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Have you seen them, though? Have you been to Europe?
No, but I think it might be a good idea for little kids to carry a little snack in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people would look at kids strangely if they're wearing this, this level of
scarf. I think she means that there'd be a snack that the parent can wear and then have the snack in the pocket.
Well, but you can't remove it without – you have to put your chin down to your chest and then a little piece pops out so you can nibble it off your scarf. So it'd actually be impossible to remove the hot dog and then hand it to someone else. It's all about discretion here, and discretion – is a big thing in Europe too. They, you know, you don't want to come across as a brass, loud cowboy American. They don't like that image out there. You want to play like you're eating the schnitzels or the, you know, the escargots or whatever the funny foods are that they have, but you're secretly eating the hot dog.
Let's go to some of the texts here. Some more phones or callers queue up. I see queue instead of line up.
Oh, for good.
Europe.
Familiar.
8773's got a good one. Nay, because what if I got attacked by a dog because I smell like hot dogs?
Well, again, it's the musk, I promise, would keep any animals at bay, the musk this emits.
Okay.
So it's a non-edible scent that comes out. It's nothing you want to be near.
Okay. 847 says, why don't you name it the doggy collar?
Interesting. I think that it conveys a lot of... imagery that wouldn't, you know, it's not hitting my target audience. Again, I'm looking for the world, the globetrotter, you know, the worldly fellow like myself, because last week I went to Europe. And, you know, that's, I don't know that that would speak to that audience.
630 says, he just returned from his little trip to a country called Europe. I think he meant it's not a country, but... why not just carry a PB&J, nay?
Well, again, a PB&J is not discreet. PB&J is a little, there's no way to hide that. This provides a way to secretly snack on a freshly warmed hot dog.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Patrick, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
I'm going to give it a nay.
Okay.
And I was kind of wondering... two parts. Number one, I was wondering what the invention that he got Mark Cuban's attention in the first place was. And second, I was kind of wondering if this was kind of a joke, because wearing a hot dog and a scarf seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, this one is a little far-fetched.
Well, Patrick, I'll tell you, you know, riding around on a machine with four wheels faster than humans can move seemed ridiculous before it became what we now call the car. So... yeah, I wouldn't call this ridiculous without, you know, it's something that hasn't reached critical mass, but once it does, it'll, you know, sneaking a bite of a hot dog from your scarf will be as normal as zipping around on your scooter. So the invention that I got Mark Cuban's attention with was a company I have called I Want to Draw a Cat for You, where I draw stick figure cats for people, and you can see it's real and it exists at iwantodrawacatforyou.com. So now I'm expanding my worldview and dipping into the Globetrotter market to find some cool inventions for people who travel.
All right, let's do one more call before we take a break. Let's go to Susan. Susan, yay or nay on hot dog scarf?
I think it's a good idea. I like the name of the weenie warmer. But although I lived in Chicago for at least 20 years, I happen to like ketchup on my hot dogs. And we used to get the very best hot dogs in the world at Golda's Hot Dogs, right across from Loyola University Medical Center up there years and years ago, where you could get real natural casing hot dogs. But, you know, anybody who likes ketchup on their hot dogs, I guess I'm not really a Chicago gal.
But, yeah, right. There's definitely discrimination against people who put ketchup on their hot dogs.
Well, yeah, there is. And in Europe, the discrimination is a little different. It's they don't mind if you put ketchup on your hot dogs, but you don't put mustard on your snails. That's a joke. I was in Europe last week.
We know. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. We're going to get to text, and we'll get to the calls, and people are waiting. Wayne, I want you to stay on the line if you can, because I think that's great, your comment that's coming up here. It's the frying pan, the hot dog scarf. That's the invention tonight for the frying pan. Stay with us.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying pan hot,
even just a little bit, simple as a tickle, not too much too quick.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. It's Frying Pan, Steve Gadlin in studio, 312-981-7200. We got a brand new invention tonight, yay or nay. That's what we want from you, Download Nation. Steve Gadlin, of course, from Shark Tank. He has his business, iwanttodrawcatforyou.com. Now has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the download, to Frying Pan. Tonight's idea, the hot dog scarf.
Well, it's not actually called the hot dog scarf. I was hoping to have a little more sophisticated title, but it is a scarf that you would wear in a place like a sophisticated place like Europe, where I spent some time last week. And it has a built-in warmer pocket so that you can take a hot dog from frozen, slide it in your scarf, and when you're out to dinner and they slide some fancy European uncomfortableness in front of you, you can push your chin down to your chest and discreetly snack on the hot dog to still sate your hunger without having to eat something you're uncomfortable with.
Okay, 312-981-7200. 630 wants to know, will it work with pre-cooked strips of beef, chicken, or bacon?
That's a great question, and it can. So there's, you know, it's special non-electronic warming that uses the thermal energy from your body to warm the food. So if you are using something that's pre-cooked, it may get a little tough, and that would be hard to, you'd be kind of gnawing at your, at your neck area, and it wouldn't be as discreet as a nice, soft, plump hot dog.
Okay. Let's go to the lines, 312-981-7200. Thanks so much for holding. Frank, yay or nay to the hot dog scarf?
Yes, hi guys. I give it a yay.
All right.
I have a long beard, and it's an awesome beard. I've been growing it for a long time, and I would think that combination of the beard into the scarf, you know, I could just, you know, pull the hot dog up through the scarf and eat it. And I actually have a great name for your product.
Okay, what do you got?
It would be called the scarf.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. I love it.
Interesting.
Thanks, Frank.
You know, I will take that one step further and to make it extra European, how about less scarf?
There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, you've been holding for a while. Yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
You know what? I'm going to give it a yay.
Oh, thanks,
Wayne. That's great.
Thank you,
but I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
It would not work in Europe.
Uh-oh.
And there's a reason why. I used to live in Europe, and one of the things, if you're there for some time, that you discover is in the middle of the night when you're coming out of the bars and you're looking around for something to eat, they don't have a lot of 24-hour restaurants. They have these people that you can find. Some of them sell shrimp salad sandwiches.
Right.
And there's always these guys on the corners that have these hot dog stands.
Ah.
And what you do is you can buy these hot dogs, except they are as long as the day, and they put them on these tiny little buns.
I see. Well, Wayne, so how long ago were you in Europe, though?
Oh, probably the last time I was there was around 1999.
Well, I actually visited last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but I was there off and on. I lived there for almost... off and on for about 6 years.
Well, I was there for about, you know, I spent
three or four
days.
And I think the food is fantastic, by the way.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think for a lot of American sensibilities, some of the food's a little uncomfortable. So if you have that hot dog hidden in the scarf, that gives you an easy and discreet out.
But you see, what I'm thinking is that you have maybe a good idea, but you're taking it in the wrong direction.
Well, I don't know.
This is the kind of thing that I could see. Just like you have if you're going to a Bears game and you're sticking that thing in your pocket to warm yourself up and to put it in your shoes and to warm it up,
right.
Put a hot dog or whatever in your scarf and take it to the ball game.
Well, I don't know how many ball games there are in Europe, though.
No, I'm not worried about Europe. We live here. This is where your product is going to be sold. And so you got to find a way in which you're going to interest people with it.
I just think me having been there for a few days last week, I have a more modern take on the needs and wants of the people in that country.
You might, but I still say that 6 years will trump that. And I hate to say Trump, but it's one of those things where you're very close to something that is a really palatable idea. And I think, you know,
well, Wayne, we're going to have to agree to disagree here.
Wayne, thank you so much for calling
in. I do have a name for it.
What do you got? What's the name?
Okay. How about Dog and Duds?
Dog and Duds. I like that. Yeah.
Again, I think that may speak to the Europe of the 80s, but I don't know if that's going to speak to the Europeans that I met with when I was there last week.
773 says, if I'm all dressed up, I'm not about to put something around my neck with food in it. When you put the scarf on and walk out the door, every dog in the neighborhood will follow you because you smell like hot dogs. Big nay.
Well, again, to reiterate, it also emits a very strong musk that will cover up the scent of the baking hot dog.
Okay.
So I don't think dogs or people will want to be anywhere near you, to be honest.
773 says, this isn't a new idea. When my parents were young, way back when, they would put baked potatoes or hard-boiled eggs in their pockets to keep their hands warm on the way to school, then eat them for lunch.
Well, that's disgusting. I think that's disgusting. I think your parents were hobos. And this is a different idea. That was using warm food to keep warm and then coincidentally eating it later. This is a way to discreetly bake a hot dog so that when confronted with foods in Europe that you may not be used to, you have an out. You have a discreet way of snacking on a hot dog to sate that hunger.
708 says, the hot dog scarf is something that I have needed forever without ever knowing it.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. There you go. Okay, let's try Alan here. Alan, yay or nay on the hot dog scarf?
Hi. Well, I wasn't actually calling about the hot dog scarf.
Oh, okay.
I had an idea for a sister product for it.
Ah.
I had the opportunity to be on Steve's TV show last year as a guest, and it's called Steve Gadlin's Talent, Star Maker,
rather. Star Makers, yeah.
And my talent was folding pocket squares.
Yes. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Steve. So the suggestion I have is, can you come up with an additional version with a little mini weenie that would fit in a pocket square so that the well-dressed man can also enjoy your product?
Oh, yeah, well, not a scarf. Thank you a lot. Thank you for calling in, Alan.
In Europe, there are a lot of very well-dressed people, so that's actually something I had thought of, was a smaller pocket square version with cocktail weenies that would warm using similar geothermal body technology. So that's a great idea. It's one that I had earlier, and I thank you for chiming in.
773 has a good question that I thought about, too. You said the musk from the cologne. Does the odor rub off on the hot dog? Wouldn't that give it a funny taste?
No, so the odor is concentrated in the fabric of the scarf, not in the geothermal body heating pocket.
Okay.
So they're separate mechanisms.
They're separate, okay.
Yeah. One is just to mask the smell of the other.
Okay, 630 says there's better ideas than a scarf. Just don't buy nasty food.
Well, I wouldn't call it nasty food. I'm talking about food that, as an American, you may not be prepared for. Now, in the time I spent in Europe, I, of course, developed a sophisticated palate and was able to try some of these foods. But for someone who's just there on a day trip or visiting a friend or a relative, I'd say this is very useful then.
Okay, and the last thing I'm looking at right here, 630 says, constantly putting your chin down only makes you look like a bad inspector from the old bad movies.
Huh.
It's not discreet. And then 262 says, where are you getting these hot dogs in Europe?
Well, you get them from your freezer. You might want to bring them with you if you're planning a flight.
Mm-hmm.
But they go from frozen right into that geothermal body heating pocket and are ready to eat in about 2 or 3 hours. So it's, you know, you get them where you get them.
Okay, Steve Gadlin, the idea is called Hot Dog Scarf. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll read some of the texts that are a little bit more colorful response to the Hot Dog Scarf, as we do traditionally here on The Frying Pan. Stay with us. It's The Download.
If you're on your mark, this is how we'll start. Frying Pan Hot, Frying Pan Hot.
It's a Download, Frying Pan Night. Friday night, Steve Gadlin is here. We're talking about his latest invention, hot dog scarf. This is a scarf for when you're in Europe and you don't like the fancy food. You have the ability to have a hot dog hidden in this scarf and you discreetly can eat it.
That's quite an elevator pitch, Justin.
Thank
I
you.
I ought to put you on my team.
You know, I do my best.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so let's go through some of the more colorful responses to text. This is always a little bit more challenging because it's a little bit more pointed.
I have to brace myself for this.
All right, so let's go through this. 630 says, why don't we call it botulism bonnet?
Okay.
Oh, that's 219. That's good.
Okay. Well, I'll say there have been no scientifically confirmed cases of botulism in the beta testing of this product.
606 says, I got a name for it. It's called Not Gonna Happen.
Okay. Okay.
262 says, hot dog scarf? This guy's got no talent. If Portillo's or Superdogs haven't invented it, then there's no market for it.
Well, I'll say
idiot.
Again.
Sorry, there was an idiot on the back.
I caught it.
All right.
I caught it.
All right.
Hot dog scarf makes this sound like it. I don't even like using that as a temporary name because it makes it sound like an unsophisticated product. Whereas the, you know, the sheer utility of this in strange countries when presented with food you're uncomfortable with is this is for the sophisticated globetrotter.
Okay. 219 says this idea may be the biggest waste of time ever. And frankly, he's never had a good idea.
Okay. Well, but I don't know if this caller or the texter remembers how Mark Cuban invested in my stick figure and company.
So. 606 says, oh, brother.
Okay.
I don't know what that if that has to do with. I'm not sure what that is.
Maybe my sister was texting in.
It's possible. Let's see. 724 says, Steve is a genius. Trump should pick him for vice president.
Well, I don't want to align myself politically with any candidate, but I appreciate the genius comment. That's a good word.
630 said, it's very sad that listeners are calling in saying this is his best idea yet. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, what's one person sad is one person's happy.
Right.
So...
this guy is lame, 563.
Okay. What is 563? Is that even in?
It's an area code. 630, he bragged about going to a country called Europe. Give me a break.
Well, I was there just last week. So,
okay.
For a few days.
773 says he's so in love with Europe.
You know, for those of us who've had the opportunity to spend some time there, let me tell you, it's infectious.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful, worldly country. Rolling hills, very pastoral. So, yeah, I do love Europe.
Oh, this is Patrick. I guess he's angry. 678 Patrick.
Okay.
Called earlier about this topic. Thanks for hanging up on me. I don't feel like we hung up on anybody tonight.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know that I'm a proud American who has traveled the globe.
Great.
The idea that we would rather eat a hot dog in a scarf than try scary new fun food is indeed absurd. This is not a worldly idea. I know a lot of people who would only eat hot dogs at restaurants. They're called children.
Well, I tell you, from one globetrotter to another, I agree with you. You know, those of us who've had the opportunity to spend some time in these foreign countries, like Europe, as I call it, we know that some of these foods can be marvelous. But I'm talking, this is a product for the beginning traveler, the American who may be afraid of some of those special new foods that get put in front of them, like, you know, risotto or spaghettini, you know, some of those funny sounding foods.
773 says that this invention sounds disturbing because he keeps mentioning Europe. Okay, we get it. You've been to Europe. Stop mentioning. 847 says,
I was there just last week.
Huge nay. What's wrong with food in Europe? I've never found any place when traveling, especially in Europe, that doesn't have food I can enjoy. How picky are you, dude? People eat uncomfortable food, too. That's it. 773 says, nay, pathetic. 309 says, is Steve the dad from the Rugrats?
No.
I don't know what that is.
No, I've never. It's been a while.
847 says, why do you waste your time having this guy on? He got lucky with his cat idea. He's very rude and not in a good way.
Well, I'd like to know what rude in a good way means. And if I'm, you know.
312 says he can't think that visiting a few countries on a continent, they capitalize continent, makes him an expert on the people and their ways.
Listen, if this person is incontinent, I would not recommend.
No.
The...
Yeah. Well, not, that's not what they meant, but the. Yeah.
But just as it's a good reminder, if you experience incontinence, this is not the product for you.
Right. That's not what a continent, meaning Europe is a continent, not a country.
Well, no, the people in Europe were quite in control of their bowels.
All right.
So the people that I had a chance to experience.
No, I think you're missing. 630 says this is a really dumb idea.
Okay.
630 also says it's the worst idea ever.
I think you're just rereading.
No, these are all 630s. This is one of the more entertaining and stupid ideas he's ever had.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Entertaining is good. You know,
nasty remark about hobos, 815.
Okay.
No, your scarf and schnitzel doesn't leave me happy. I don't know. Far from puking. That's what it is.
Oh, like farfugugan?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Maybe there's a good pun there somewhere.
Let's see. Has anyone ever? I'm just about to the end here as we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. This guy's a wiener himself. That's 331.
They could have meant
773 says if he's so in love with Europe, then maybe he and Donald Trump can go there. This is not a sophisticated idea. It's tacky. 630. Oh, 312 wants to know if it's Bluetooth compatible.
Yes, I forgot to mention this is Bluetooth compatible. It does connect to your phone and gives you a text alert when the hot dog is ready to eat.
Okay, great. 606 says, don't quit your day job.
Okay, I won't quit my day job.
And then the final comment tonight is from 630. It says, I have a perfect name, Real Effin' Stupid.
Okay.
And they didn't use effin', they swore.
I don't know the...
Which is pretty... I mean...
Yeah, I'm missing the pun. I don't know if they're making a pun.
No, they're just swearing at you.
Okay. Well.
All right, there you go. The hot dog scarf. You know, I have to say that I was... impressed with all the yays, Steve. There were 5 to 10 yays here. I'd probably say about 75 to 80 nays, but not bad. And the ratio, I mean, I guess in the history of the frying pan, much more. I guess you're getting some coverage. That's good.
Yeah, but I tell you, if the closest to a winner I've come is a fancy scarf you wear that preheats a hot dog for you, then I don't know how. I can't, I don't know if this is pride or what. I think your audience isn't ready for some of the sophisticated ideas I may be bringing back from my trip to Europe. So I may scale it back down, look deep down into my Chicago roots and find an idea.
It's probably a smart idea.
Listeners here. Yeah.
We won't be on next week because there's a Blackhawks game next week.
Okay.
But the week after, Steve Gadlin will return with another episode of The Frying Pan. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.